Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show today. Our topic today, we're going to be talking about the power of why. I want to talk to you today about the power of why. You know, they say in the network marketing industry that if you want to be a success in network marketing, that you have to have a very, very, very powerful why. You know, in other words, if you don't have, and I learned this when I was with one other network marketing company, they taught us that you need a why that will make you cry, literally make tears come out of your eyes. And so I learned and I understood that that was to connect us to our purpose. And then I understand that also with Jesus, he is the why that makes me want to cry. You know, I'll never forget my mother right before she passed away in 05, that someone that's very close to our family had been with her, and they said that she had made the statement, there's nothing I'd rather do more right now than to see my mother's face. And when I translated that comment into see the face of Jesus, because my mother believed that her mother was in heaven with Jesus. And so to say she wanted, and she loved her mother dearly. She had the kind of love that is teachable, you know, in terms of how you should love your mother. I wish that that was one thing I wished I could have gotten her to do, was to write a book about how she loved her mother. And I wish that every daughter could love their mothers the way this woman loved her mother and treated her mother and cared for her mother. And I so thank God that, you know, my mother was there just seconds away from my grandmother's bedroom when my grandmother did pass away. And so she was at home in the comfort of her own bed. My mom had only stepped out of the room for a second to get her something to drink, cold to drink. And when she came back in, my grandmother had already passed away, but she was there, just her and my grandmother and my little, my mother's great-grandchild was there with her. And so, but just precious, precious moments and precious memories. But talking about the power of your why, having that purpose, you know, you got to have a why. What's your why? That's my question to you. What's your why for living? What's your why for going to work every day? What's your why for loving your family and taking care of your family? The fathers out there who have children. Dad, father, I want to know, what is your why? And, you know, I think about that just reminding me, thank you, Holy Spirit, to reminding me about God the Father. Wow, he had a why to make, you're talking about giving up your own son. You know, he loved his son. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now, that's a why that can certainly make anyone cry. But God had such a powerful why. He wanted us so bad to be with him, to have a relationship with him, to walk with him, to be able to talk with him. And, oh, my God, and to know that we are his dear children. And so, I translate that powerful notion of having a why. You know, what's your why for what you do? If you want to be successful in this life, you want to be successful in what you're doing, you have a business, you work in a business, there's only two ways to go. Either there's three, really. You could own a business, you can work in a business, or you could be a robber of businesses, and for that you'll be in jail, which is a whole other business. So either way, you're involved in business one way or another. Even if you're a little child, you're in school, which is also in the business of education. So everyone is involved in business in one form or fashion. Let's just say you work in food industry. You're still in business. Let's just say you don't consider yourself working, right? And you just deliver food to the hungry and to the poor. Well, that food is made by some industry, some business had to produce that food. You know, the last time I checked, I'm not willing to go out and chase down a pig and do all that it would take to get that pig roasted. Or the same thing with a cow or any other, or even a chicken for that matter. And not even a fish. I don't think I would even take a pole and throw it out in the water. I can do that part and all that, but when it comes to getting that fish from the water to how it is on my plate when I go to Red Lobster, I'm not willing to do the in-between. So I appreciate those who are doing the before, the in-between, and all the other parts of it. And, you know, that just goes to show you how much we do work together, and we really do depend on each other. So we want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show each and every day. We're back coming on each and every day today. Thank God it is Friday, a very exciting day for many people. We want to give a shout-out to those who are being – I know we have a good friend and our pastor, Rebecca Friend. She's being ordained as a prophet, and so we thank God for her and the work that she's doing. We thank God for you who are doing big things, great things. Any of you that are experiencing any type of sickness in your body, go back and listen to our Wednesday morning show. It is the Healing Show. Wednesday, boy, I wish I could get him on every Wednesday morning. It is the Wednesday. It would be the Wednesday morning Healing Show. As a matter of fact, I think we're speaking something into existence as I'm talking. I don't know why we don't need him to do healing. We got Jesus himself, Almighty God. But that would be so awesome, so awesome. We could have Apostle David E. Taylor tuning in. It was amazing because I know there are some people that I'm around that need supernatural healing, including me. I want to be healed every day from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. every day. I want healing power to go throughout my body, throughout my hands, my eyes, my lips, my ears, my nostrils, my knees, my abdomen area, every part, my heart. Glory to God. Every single part of my body, I want it to be a walking miracle. Miracle of healing. Miracles of deliverance. Every single day. And this month, April, you know, we started out the month dedicating this month just because we are in support of individuals who have been sexually abused and assaulted. And so April is now America's National Month for Sexual Assault Awareness. And that means that people like myself and other people in the media, journalists, spokespersons, advocates, motivational speakers, teachers, trainers, and all kind of people, our job is to lift up individuals that have been assaulted and molested, so that we can improve the conditions of mankind right here on earth. You know, God can change the heart and the mind, but we represent the God that changes hearts and minds. We represent the God that can cause a person to stop doing things, that can cause a person to stop cheating on other people. We serve the God that can cause people to no longer mistreat one another. And I so thank God, thank God. But this is the hour. This is the time for you to have a powerful why. You got to have your why. There is power when you know. When you know what your why is, there is power in that. The power that will help you to have confidence in yourself. It's the kind of power that will help you raise your dignity and respect for yourself. It's the kind of power that will help give you clarity in what you're doing, in where you're going. You need this power. You need to have the power of your why. You need to understand why it is that you're doing something. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it. Amen? Yeah, don't just do it for the sake of doing it. You got to want to do it because, you know, you gotta understand why you're doing it. You gotta understand why you want to do it. And when you attach a why, I was teaching some students the other day, and I told them that if you want to get off drugs, you gotta come up with a why. Why do you want to get off drugs? And then that why has to be so powerful that your why has to be so powerful. Okay. And here's the thing, you know, when you find out and when you discover your why, when you discover how, you know, why it is that you, let's just say you're in college, all right, and you want to finish college, you want to get your college degree, you want to get your college degree because you want to do a certain type of job. You want to work in a certain field. You want a certain career. Or maybe you want a certain level of flexibility in the career you already have. Or you want a certain flexibility in the life that you have. Then your why for going back to school might be one of those things. You may say, I'm going back because I want to work in a medical center, or I want to work in social work. I want to work in small business development. You see, we have new things that we're going to be working on and mentioning and launching out over this year. But 2012 is our year. The power of your why. What's your why? That's my question to you. And when you discover your why, it can take you all the way
not just to the top, but it'll take you over the top. So you will have a substance within you that will spill out on everything that you do. You know, we have a new training that we're taking into some corporations where we're teaching employees how to understand the power of their why. The power of their why. And if you would like to bring this seminar or any of the seminars that I'm doing, please contact me. You can call 908-432-1853. That's 908-432-1853. If you would like to attend any of the seminars, or if you would like to bring the seminar to you, there's two ways we can do it. You can. I still like the face-to-face seminars. Yes, I do online seminars. Yes, I can teach you how to do online seminars. I can teach you how to set up a whole e-learning program at your company. If you have an organization or church or whatever, and you want to do e-learning, we can set up an e-learning online institute. That's part of my training in the PhD program that I'm still committed to. I'm committed to finishing that degree. I'm speaking it into existence. But this month we said we would dedicate this to awareness of sexual abuse. And so people might say, well, Coach Lalisa, what does that have to do with sexual abuse? Well, I remember my theme for sexual abuse is thriving beyond sexual abuse. So this, everything that I'm doing now, is I'm showing you all of the thriving stuff. And people would say, well, how? What does that have to do with a person that has been molested? Well, because I'm the person that was molested, and so I had to get past them being molested so that I could thrive. If I had stayed in the mindset of, you know, oh, poor me, this horrible thing happened to me, I can't get over it, you know, the person was so horrible and mean and this and that, and that's all fine and good. We want to acknowledge people's wrongdoing. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But don't be too strong of acknowledging it, because what about the wrongdoing that you do? Do you want someone to hold on? I don't want anyone to hold on to the wrong that I've done to them. Okay, I don't want them to hold on to that forever. And so, you know, God said for the same meat that you meet with someone, he's going to meet it back to you. So I don't want God holding something against me that I did when I was foolish and still do, and I'm still foolish. Okay, I don't want that. So I'm letting go because I need God to let go of some stuff that I've done, you know. And I know that he has let go, not that he will, not that I want him to. He has. He said it. And so when it comes to, that's my mindset, though, as it relates to the abuse that I suffer. And I suffer great abuse, molestation that went all the way from a touch and a feel and someone, you know, barely penetrating me with their penis, or some young boy doing it, all the way to out and out sexual, I forget the other word that I'm looking at, the other word that I'm looking for, I'm trying to get a more politically correct word for you all, but it went bad. It was all the way bad, y'all. It wasn't like a little bit. It lasted until I was 18. And so from age 5 till I was 18, so 13 long years with the same person, okay? And it was very demonic. It was unnatural. It was immoral. It was a lot of horrible things that I didn't even know what was happening to me. I was so tied up and in such bondage, I didn't even know it. So no wonder I ended up in all of those negative things that I was involved in as a result of that, because there had been an open door to the demonic, and I didn't even realize it, you know. But God, you know, still had his hand on me. It's all I can say. I know that's a cliche, and there's a song, and Jesus had his hand on me, but it's the truth. I don't know how else to explain it. There's no other, I have no way to explain it. All I can say is God had to have his hand on me, because there's no way you're going to be that open to the demonic realm and not kill yourself, okay? I came close. I came very, very close. But again, God spared my life. So today I'm alive not to just talk about how horrible that was and, oh, what a shame. That's fine. If that's where someone is in their walk with their sexual abuse, that's them. where God has me is to help people to thrive beyond what you've been through. Okay? I don't get anything out of going around with a sad face and a sad life to get people's sympathy for what happened to me. I don't need anybody's sympathy for what happened to me, not even my own. I didn't want my mother's sympathy when I told her about it. I didn't want my mom to suddenly begin to treat me special, you know, or anything. I don't want sympathy for my siblings because of it. I don't expect any special treatment from my husband. You know, I don't expect him to now treat me some special way because this horrible thing happened to you when you were a kid and, oh, how horrible. No. I don't want that. I don't need that. I don't need that. I'm forgiven. God forgave me, you know. And if he's asked for forgiveness, God has forgiven him. You know, God will forgive anybody that asks. So, you know, I can't hold that over that man's head because that happened and say, to hell with you. No, because when that man asks God for forgiveness, God is going to give it to him. Because God said that it is not his will that any one is lost. Not one. Murderer. It doesn't matter. You didn't pick up a knife or a gun. But if you murdered someone's character, you still murdered. There's still murder to God. Murder is murder to God. If you slander someone's reputation, still murder. You've murdered. You've committed murder. You may as well repent now. As a matter of fact, God, forgive me, Lord, if I've offended anyone in word, thought, or deed. God, right now, I'm asking for your forgiveness. We are not to murder anyone with our mouths, but we do it, and especially in the church and at work and in the family, and in the community. Four main areas where I've seen this vicious murder taking place. And I know we all were in an uproar over what happened with Tavon. Many are now in an uproar with what this young girl did. So somebody caught it on video, and she... But what about what you do with your mouth against other people, your friends, your family members, and your coworkers, and those in the church, and those in the community? We murder daily. That's why the scripture says that we have to die daily. So, no, I'm not going to sentence that person to jail or hell, because if I do, that means that's where I go. Because I'm committing some of the same acts, maybe not in the same fashion, maybe not in the same manner. Okay? When I don't pay my tithes, I'm a thief, just like the man who hung on the cross. God says, you've robbed me with tithes and offerings. So we can, you know, we can get real clean here if we want to. We can get real, you know, talking about taking the mask off. Let's all get down. You know, people always want to throw dirt on someone else. No, let's really get down with it. We always want to hold someone else in great account. No, let's get down with myself, as opposed to, you know, always if someone else did something that's so horrible, but I'm so nice and innocent. Wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. You're not so nice and innocent, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about get over it. Okay, so it happened? Let it go. As Minister Pat would say, let it go. In her upcoming conference. So I know we're about out of time. And again, Sexual Assault Awareness Month means that for Coach LaLisa, what it means that I'm aware now that I can thrive in the face of my abuse and that I don't have to take the pain, the hurt, the guilt, and the shame to my grave, and I can leave it alone. I can leave it right there wherever it ended. Wherever it stopped, age 5, age 12, age 18 in my case, 25 or whatever the situation, whenever it stopped, leave it there. Don't take it. If you're 50, why are you still taking the pain of that into your 50s or your 70s? Leave the pain where it happened. I love Jesus at the cross. You know, he left some stuff right there. That's why we come to the altar at church. We said, come here and leave it here. But so many people, they go, they pray, they cry, they snot, and they weep, and then they go home and they're still on the phone with somebody crying about what Jody did to them, what Marcus did, what Pookie did, or Sandra did, or Tamika. You know, we got to learn to leave it where it was. Don't, why take it into the future? What the future has is nothing but greatness. There's nothing but greatness in our future, but we keep bringing the baggage of our past into the future. Let's leave it in the past. And the future is bright and wonderful and awesome, and many of us are missing out. And so that's what Thriving Beyond Sexual Abuse is about for me. That's what I want to teach you, because we got many, many things that we want to thrive and do. Also, want to remind you that we have a conference coming up. We have workshops coming up at PSUI. Please call 908-469-6410. If we're not there, leave an answer. I promise you we'll get back to you. We don't have a full-time staff there just yet to answer your phones, but it is coming. We have training programs that we're bringing to you in that place. It's coming. If you want to get your book published, please call me ASAP, 908-432-1853. If you want to publish your book, call me ASAP. That's as soon as possible. I can get you the, you can come to the workshop. I can meet you there. You do the workshop. It's only $49.97. You can't beat it for anything. I'm going to show you how to get your book published from A to Z. We can hook you up with editors, graphic artists, printers, everything you need to get your book done. So come to the workshop. I'll show you how to do it, what to do. Also, if you want to do like myself and some others, if you want to be a trainer, we will get you a certificate for you to be a trainer. I will teach you all of the training techniques, methodologies, everything that you would need to manage your audience. I will teach you the basic principles of adult learners. I will teach you about the companies that are hiring right now for trainers, in desperate need for trainers. So you want to sign up for that workshop. It's also only $49.97. I will teach you how to make a viable income from earning and speaking, an income, enough income that will allow you to have a flexible schedule and not have to go to some of these horrible, boring jobs. So I just wanted to get that out. Again, who are you going to call? Right, Coach Lalisa, 908-432-1853. If you are a life coach and you want to start your own coaching practice, I can show you how a really inexpensive way to get started with a coaching practice. Just costs you a few hundred dollars to sign up in this program, and you can become a life coach tomorrow. And you can start and set up your practice, and it's turnkey, everything that you need. So please, 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 don't wait, don't wait. There's no way that you should be sitting at home talking about you broke and don't have any money, going to job fair after job fair after job fair. That is foolish. That's foolish. I'm just going to let you know. There's too many things that you can do, and if you don't have enough, if you don't have enough confidence and assertiveness to get out there and to make it happen, I can teach you steps to how to be assertive. I will work with you in our women's empowerment conferences, and it's done. It's just done. And, well, it's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. And, again, I thank you for those of you who tuned in to the show today. We are just about out of time, and we will be back Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the same time. So good to see you in the chat room there. Kiva, good morning. God bless. And also those on the phone lines now, just keep in mind that Kiva, you can connect with her also on right here on Blog Talk Radio. She has an awesome radio show, Encouraging Moments with Kiva. Awesome guests all the time, but you can find her also on Facebook, Kiva, K-E-V-A. Kiva Renee. And so there's so many other things. Please go to my timeline on Facebook. Also, I have posts there that are helpful to people.
I'm still promoting a young lady who, a couple of young people, one young lady who's going to London, still looking for donations. You can make those donations to the Lay Witness website. Go to my website, or you can call me, or you can post on my Facebook page a question about that if you want to support. $1 will help, even $1, but we'll take any size donation. Other donations, we're helping people raise money for another young lady who is doing her first movie, a young lady right here in Irvington, New Jersey. Her first movie, awesome, and so also still looking for donations for her to finish producing her movie. And there's other movies coming out, y'all. I swear, when I grew up in the ghettos of Cincinnati, you could have never told me that I was going to be working on movies and be around people who are producing movies. But that just goes to show you how you really can thrive beyond your situation. So love you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back Monday. Have an awesome weekend. Go to church. Don't forget. Or pray for somebody.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.